It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for Monday, November 25th, 2019. And did you know, folks, in California, they give kids the whole week off for Thanksgiving? Because there's no snow days or anything, so we just get the kids home all the time here. So that's why this is a little later than usual, folks. But the benefit is you'll be getting a pick later on from our expert NFL predictor. Until then, let's get to the jokes. It's all football today, and the 49ers trounced Green Bay last night as Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were unable to accomplish anything despite coming in with a lot of hype. "I know what that's like," said Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend, Danica Patrick. Remember? All right. During the game, Packers defensive end Za'Darius Smith celebrated a sack by lifting his jersey to reveal the message, "We love Eileen," to honor a staff member's mother who's battling cancer. Now, not to be outdone, the rest of the Packers honored their entire fan base by playing like a bunch of fat, slow losers. Wow, that's really mean. Dwayne Haskins missed the last snap of his first NFL victory because he was busy taking a selfie with a fan. Now, the act enraged many old-school football personalities who felt it was absolutely disgusting that a player would want to be photographed in a Redskins uniform. There's a really great Mason Rudolph, Miles Garrett joke right here, folks, that I can't tell. But I just want you to know it might be the best joke of the bunch. Moving on. Bills running back Frank Gore became the number three all-time rushing leader on the NFL's all-time list, surpassing Lions legend Barry Sanders. Now, this feat serves as a testament to Gore's productive career, as well as answering the question, why are career rushing yards considered such a bullshit statistic? And after Dallas's disappointing loss to the Patriots yesterday, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said, "With the makeup of this team, I shouldn't be this frustrated." Luckily for Jerry, with the makeup of his new face, which is mostly plastics and polymers, no one can tell whether he's frustrated or not. So he's got that going for him. All right, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. It remains to be seen how much during this Thanksgiving week we'll be doing, but if you're driving and you need to put something on to listen to, we had a great interview that we reposted on Friday with ESPN personality Sarah Spain, so that might be something you can listen to on your drive to Grandma's house. All right, until then, or tomorrow, have a good one. Stay tuned for our NFL pick from our NFL expert. That's right. Here's our NFL lock of the week, or at least lock of the night. All right, I've managed to convince our expert NFL picker to do one pick for tonight's game, which is the Los Angeles Rams against the Baltimore Ravens. All right, so expert picker, who do you have in tonight's game?
I think the Baltimore Ravens, actually, because they're really good.
They are good. How do you know that?
Because I've been watching lots of games and I'm an expert, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that's actually expert analysis, so I don't know what to say about that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So do you have a score? The Ravens are going to beat the Rams. What's the score, do you think?
Like 70s or 80s. It's in the 70s, 80s for Ravens.
For the Ravens.
And to the Rams, I think, like, probably they'll go, like, to the 30s or 40s.
Okay, so the Ravens are going to score in the 70s to 80s and the Rams in the 30s to 40s. Sounds like a blowout, high scoring.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a high scoring, too.
Okay, well, that's about as good as analysis as you're going to get anywhere else, folks. So thank you for our expert picker, and we'll maybe be back with some Thanksgiving picks, do you think?
Since it's Thanksgiving, I guess so.
Okay, we'll look for that later in the week, folks. Have a good one. Yeah, bye.